And in the main, this month's programme takes a look at some recordings where the artists may not be who they're purporting to be. A few weeks ago, I went on a research journey of discovery when a couple of recordings I'd purchased on the internet had an air of mystery about them, and so I began to dig a little bit deeper to find out just who the artists were. Sporting the rather unfortunate name of John Minger, playing the musical magic of the pipe organ, the LP revealed nothing about the artist, only the list of the 12 tracks and a load of details on the production and audio quality. It was obvious to me at least that upon playing the first few tracks, that the distinctive style of playing and the sound of what was a very large organ installation, I took a guess that the organist was actually John Kiley, and that the organ was the 4-manual 26-rank Wurlitzer installed in the Boston Metropolitan Theatre. So here is the oddly named John Minger to play Mighty Like a Rose. Mighty Like a Rose, played there by the mysterious John Minger. Now, the story doesn't end there, because the more I did the research, I found exactly the same list of tunes recorded on different labels with different main titles by organists Charles Rand, Pierre André, William Daly, and even someone called Merlin. But his was a magical recording. Anyway, the common factor on all these LPs were that all were on very low-priced, often poorly produced bargain bucket labels, and on not one of them is the organ make or venue listed. John Kiley was actually a veteran movie theatre organist who turned his attention to playing Hammond organs at baseball venues from 1941 right through to 1989. He died in 1993. As I said earlier, I'd no idea who the organist really was, and all the time I actually had an LP in my collection by John Kiely, but named as William Daly. And this is it. Kiss Me Again.
Thank you.
Victor Herbert's famous composition, Kiss Me Again, composed back in 1905. And to my mind, that sounds more like a studio organ rather than the huge Boston Met Wurlitzer. Here's another example of a release with a little bit of a mystery behind it. Rosa Rio, another veteran movie theatre and broadcasting organist, made very few actual commercial recordings. But on this 1959 release, Come Rain or Come Shine, which appears to be her very first, the subtitle states Two Organs and Rhythm. The rhythm being that of drums played by Murray Field, and listed simply at the second organ is Kenneth Lane. Once again, there are no instrument models stated, but the jacket picture shows Rosa Rio at a Hammond, so at least we know what the principal instrument is. The tune is one which we've had our fair share of this year, simply called Rain. Rain, played there by Rosa Rio with Kenneth Lane at the second organ. Now, Kenneth Lane also recorded under the name of Don Allen, and this is him at the Plaza Sound Recording Studio Wurlitzer organ, situated back then on the seventh floor of Radio City Music Hall in New York. The tune is An Affair to Remember. Thank you. An Affair to Remember, the theme from the film of the same name, composed by Harry Warren, played there by Don Allen, also known as Kenneth Lane, who, in actual reality, was the famous Radio City Music Hall organist Ashley Miller. Well, in his accompanimental role as the second organ player on the Rosario LP, we never got much of a chance to hear Kenneth Lane, so let's do so right now by hearing the Boston Met Wurlitzer organ once again. The tune was written in 1933 by Charles Repper and is titled Dancer in the Patio. Dancer in the Patio, played by Kenneth Lane or even Don Allen, but in reality, Ashley Miller. Well, let's put the pseudonyms aside for the next two artists, because to the best of my knowledge, neither one ever used them, at least not in a recording or broadcasting capacity. Last month I happened to spot on one of the famous Freeview channels that they were going to show the original episodes of A Lower Low. And as I never saw them, I sat down to enjoy the crazy goings-on of the cafe owner René Artois, played so wonderfully by Gordon Kaye. One of the ongoing gags is the use of the hidden shortwave radio and microphone, into which Rennie always tries to establish contact with the line, "Hello, hello, this is Nighthawk calling, are you receiving me?" Now, for no other reason, and certainly it wasn't because he appeared in the series, I was reminded of a lovely piece of music that Brian Sharp invariably played in his concerts and recordings. So here is Brian Sharp with Nighthawk. Hawk, played there by Brian Sharp. Now, the other organist who I'm sure only ever used his real name was Dudley Savage, and I had a very nice email the other day from his son, and as it's been some time since I featured the sound of that distinctive Plymouth Compton organ, I'm going to make amends right now. This is a compilation of tracks taken from some of Dudley Savage's famous broadcasts, the tunes being Dolores, Moonlight Becomes You, and then in recognition of the current RAF celebrations, I've chosen two famous marches by Eric Coates, High Flight and the Dambusters. Thank you. And how nice to hear that lovely, clean and distinctive playing, as well as the judicious use of the Compton Mellotone Unit, bringing with it, as it did, memories of Dudley Savage and his long-running programme As Prescribed. Back again to some more interesting pseudonyms used by famous and not-so-famous electronic organists, including this next one, which features an organist having undergone a sex change. I came across numerous recordings made by Virginie Morgan on the internet, and seeing one for sale at a reasonable price, I decided to purchase it. The cover depicts an attractive female who I took to be the aforesaid Virginie Morgan, except in very small font it indicated it was posed by a model. It took quite a bit of research to find the real identity of who the artist really was, but lo and behold, it turns out to be a Spanish organist and bandleader by the name of Miguel Ramos, who moved to France, where he became more famous and recorded numerous albums using the mock name of Virginie Morgan. Anyway, here he is at the Hammond with Tiger Rag. There on Hammond by Miguel Ramos, also known as Virginie Morgan, for tax purposes, that is. On a number of occasions, I've featured recordings by American organist George Wright, who passed away 20 years ago on the 10th of this month. He recorded LPs in the early days as Guy Melendi and Jocelyn McNeil. But perhaps the strangest of all is the one that features him as Sister Slocum, together with his little brother, his sister, and someone else shown as having the name of Woody Block. Well, I'm offering no prizes for guessing what he plays on some of the tracks, although he's absent on Red Hot Mama, where the accompaniment is by guitarist Tony Mottola. Anyway, here's Sister Slocum. Red Hot Mama, played there by Sister Slocum on the Hotsy Totsy organ. One of the first organists I ever heard recording under another name was in the pioneering Microgroove 10-inch LP days. Not only that, the company making them were doing so via a somewhat unique, at that time, method of stereo reproduction. Realising that there were so many great theatre pipe installations where the chambers were divided either side of the auditoriums into which the sound spoke, the idea was to try and recreate that natural sound. Emery Cook was an audio engineer and inventor who used his Sounds of Our Times and Cook record labels to demonstrate his philosophy about sound, his recording equipment, and his manufacturing techniques. From 1952 to 1966, Cook recorded, manufactured, and distributed some of the highest quality audio recordings in the world, and several of which featured organs. For the majority of them, he chose the 5,300-seater Mosque Theatre in Richmond, Virginia, with its magnificent Wurlitzer organ, which is still there to this day. The first two LPs bore the name of Michael Cheshire, described as the greatest symphonic organist of them all. Michael Cheshire was in fact English-born organist Reginald Fort, and it wasn't until the first two LPs had been released that the remainder carried his rightful name. So, here is Reginald Fort from the LP titled The Pipe Organ Volume 2, playing that great novelty number, The Parade of the Tin Soldiers. Reginald Fort, also known as Michael Cheshire, at the beautiful Mosque Richmond Wurlitzer, and the March of the Tin Soldier, which is what the sleeve notes state. But of course, there was certainly more than one soldier marching in that composition by German composer Leon Jessel. Interestingly enough, for many years the tune was used for BBC Radio's Children's Hour to introduce the series Toy Town, based on stories by S.G. Hume Beeman. Several years ago, I did a lot of research into an organist by the name of Ashley Tappan, who made a number of Hammond organ recordings at Piccadilly Gardens in London. It was that odd-sounding location that sent me on yet another journey of discovery, which proved that the location didn't even exist. The sleeve notes also suggested that the relaxed and carefree audiences enjoy Ashley Tappan, one of the finest organists in Britain today. In fact, it turned out to be the famous American organist Eddie Layton, and although the tracks have added echo, perhaps in the hopes that you'll believe they were recorded in Piccadilly Gardens, there's certainly no trace of any traffic noise or audience reaction on these two tracks. Song of India and Frankie and Johnny.
Thank you.
Eddie Layton, also known as Ashley Tappan, at the Hammond organ. And if you'd like to learn a lot more about Eddie Layton, then just go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities Volume 4. Now, there can't be many people who don't know that Klaus Wunderlich, on his very first recording released in this country, bore the name of Chris Waxman, on account of the record label marketing people believing that to do so with his rightful German name would not be good for sales. How wrong could they have been? Many years later, Klaus himself, ever the person to enjoy a joke at his own expense, released a pop LP ostensibly featuring the piano duo of Emil and Alphonse Klingelberger. The title of the LP was Keller Party, and interestingly, it's the only recording in his entire output that has a cartoon-style cover. What's more, it's thought that it was never released in this country. That is, until the German record label Bell Music released a special double CD of it on the 10th anniversary of his death. Disc 1 has the pop tunes all played on the organ, but Disc 2 has the organ sounds removed, which left a single piano track, to which Klaus added a second piano, which resulted in him basically playing a duet with himself. Well, for the final track in this month's programme, I thought it'd be interesting to choose an identical track from each CD, and midway fade out the organ, leaving the piano track duet, and then bring back the organ for the finale. So here is Klaus playing Kansas City, then Emil and Alphonse Klingelberger play Dan the Banjo Man, and for the final track, I Get a Little Sentimental Over You, it's back to the organ.
Bye.
And with a happy reminder of just how much of a genius Klaus Wunderlich was, we come to the end of this month's edition of Organ First Radio. And no matter what names the artists recorded under, I hope you enjoyed their attempts to fool and confuse you. So, until the June edition of Organ First Radio, I'll leave you with this old saying, "Ne'er cast a clout till May be out," which basically means never discard your warm winter clothing until the end of this month. Well, they got that one wrong in my case for a start.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.